How has the offseason been, and what are you doing to kind of improve upon what you did last year?
Right now I'm doing a lot of abs, a lot of just weight room stuff, just staying in shape, cardio, a little jogging every now and then, just to, you know, try to get my body fully recovered. And I'm going to hit it real hard in March, so I'm just taking this month right here just to keep my body in shape and so I can hit it hard in March.
You got this new coaching staff. Have you had a chance to connect with any of them? Bill O'Brien, obviously the head coach. Romeo Crennel, your new defensive coordinator.
I've talked with both, and they both seem like very, you know, interesting guys to, you know, to get to work with. And I have two coaches on the staff that coached me while I was at South Carolina, so, you know, that's also a great asset for me, and it could be a great asset for Clowney.
Yeah, tell me about that. You know, you're referencing one of them is Craig Fitzgerald, the strength and conditioning coach. What are his workouts like, and what does that mean to you?
It means a lot to me, man, especially when I was in college. I felt like when we was in college, we were in the best shape in the SEC, and we could run with anybody. With that being said, I know Coach Fitz is, you know, stunned, you know, to be able to work with an NFL group like us. And we're just ready to work hard, and I know the Texans will be in shape.
You ever been around anyone that's more high energy than him?
No one at all. And that's the thing that I like the most about him. You know, as a high energy guy, he's not going to let you cheat at all. And that's something we need.
What do you, as a guy who was taken in the second round, what do you think about, you know, all the hoopla and everything around your former teammate, Jadeveon Clowney, who you just referenced, and how might he fit in a place like this?
He'll fit in great. You know, whether you play him down in the three technique with down there with JJ, or you play him on the end with Marcellus does, you know, he's that gifted and talented that he can play both positions. So anytime you got a guy like him, 6'6", 270, that can run a 4.445, it's hard to pass him up in my eyes, but, you know, that's not my decision, and but I hope we get him.
Sure. Have you talked to him?
Oh, yeah. I talked to him last night. He calls me every day.
What's he say? What sort of stuff do you guys chat about?
He was like, bro, you got to get me to Houston, man. You know, I want to get down there with you and Jay Joe, because a lot of people don't know Jonathan Joseph and him from the same, you know, from the same city. And but it would be great, man, the South Carolina connection, me, him, DeAndre, Jonathan Joseph, and Greg Jones would be a nice tandem.
Yeah, and then it starts at the top, Chairman CEO Bob McNair as well. Well, hey, DJ, we appreciate the time, and take care.
Appreciate you for having me.